Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With insuremycars.ie, get low prices and save on your car insurance today at insuremycars.ie.
Oh, look at this, bank holiday.
Ah, yeah, shove it up your Bon Jovi hole. Come on, they were like, one Roddy Bon Jovi or nothing on the beer day, which what? Yeah, well, it's a bank holiday.
Oh, God, you know something? I like Dustin. When you get overexcited,
you're true. I actually did sound like him there, didn't I? Come on, everyone, I can't be involved in my one for the president.
Bank holiday. We're excited about the fact that it's a bank holiday. And you see, and we're off next week. So
yeah, that's what it's all about. We're off next week. We've a whole bank holiday and all.
Mm.
And then we've a whole other time off after. We don't have to even fucking look at each other. For like 10 days or something. It's
that's
be
not
amazing.
What it's about. It's about the opportunity.
It's about that for me. big time about that for me. El Ronnie Bon Jovi over here. I tell you something. I can't wait for an L break. Sometimes we haven't had holidays at all.
I was going to say that.
We haven't had holidays at all.
That we've had virtually no holidays this year.
No, and the only Jim gets a week off because I had to go and work somewhere else. Can you believe that? That's typical of this situation now.
What are you talking about? I had to go work in Cork. Yeah.
So you took a week off because I had to work in Cork.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you big boss.
I had to use them out on my holidays.
Well, I think that's very unfair. You should work when I have to work. Doing something. You know.
Yeah. If it's any consolation, I didn't enjoy it.
I'm delighted to hear it. I would have been devastated if you had a great time.
Yeah. So what are you going to do with your time off then? You see, because I can never make out whether you're happy or not. Because there used to be a time.
Here's the mad, right?
The roller coaster that is PJ Gallagher.
It's a no-win situation.
It started off very early doors or whatever, and it was. I think you hated it. That's what it was. Yeah, you hated going any time off. You wanted to be at work all the time.
You were bored, rigid.
You used to just sit there staring out the window.
Yes.
And you'd walk the dogs and then stare at the window again.
I hate the weekends.
And
it's not forever.
Then you turned and you started loving time off. And you started loving the buzz.
I started doing different things. Well, you see, I let myself go.
Yeah.
That was the thing. I stopped doing gym and I stopped eating healthy and I stopped doing... So I finally had something to look forward to. You know, eating shite and drinking and all of that. And I kind of regret not getting into the drugs. That would have been a good way.
And then, more recent events then. So now you're in the bosom of your loving family.
Now I've no time to do anything anymore. So I don't like the weekends anymore. Now it's just out of the tempest, into the fire. But this week, you see, they'll be in creche till 4 o'clock every day. And I'll have time till 4 o'clock every day, you know, to lounge around and do the nothingness and all. And maybe I'll get into the drugs this week. I'll try to give them a go. I've never had them. I've never given them a fair shot.
Right.
Maybe this is the week
to start. I never got into the drugs myself, Father,
I never did. Maybe that cocaine now is a big one. That might be worth a try, is it? Probably not.
Just again, I know it's the wild west of the internet and everything, but you know, like, I don't even know what you're saying. You can't even say always do drugs responsibly.
You can't be doing drugs at
all. You can't do it at all.
No, don't be doing drugs.
Under medical supervision from a proper GP.
Don't be doing drugs at all.
Not some Dr. Nick that tells you he's a GP.
I know, don't do drugs at all. Unless you get to a certain age where it doesn't matter anymore, you know, or you're not well, and sure, what harm can you do at that stage? That's the only time, really, I suppose. And I'm not there yet, so we'll see how we get on.
Actually, to be honest with you, I actually feel that this week I'll end up doing more work this week.
Oh, yeah,
there's loads of stuff to be done at home.
This is Jim McCabe's hall. Jim's a fucking idiot. He just knows how to make life hard on himself. He just is. I'm sorry to say it now. Jim is a fucking idiot. And that's just the way it is. Right? He's a fucking awful idiot. He takes a week off, right? I guess what he does with his week off, he says it to his missus. For a start, if I was you, I was on the week off.
You think
I'd get up and I'd have my shower. I said, I'm just going into work, love. I'd say nothing. I know you're on the radio. She could listen to the show and all. I'd take my chances.
Yeah.
And I'd just walk out to the house and then I'd be in my underpants running around the fields and all. drinking cans and all of that and eating chocolate and everything on my own and then I'd come back and say, oh jeez, your man's an awful tick and everything and all that, and I'd let on because Jim's, I don't know, he goes I have a week off, and his missus goes, yeah, brilliant, so we're going to start your week off by doing the shed, and then when the shed is knocked down and rebuilt, we're going to get you to do the hedge, and then we're going to get you to do the gutters, and then we're going to get you to change
the leaves have all now, Dave, the leaves have started clogging up everywhere,
and then we're going to get you to change your entire lifestyle and diet and have a good think about yourself. And then we're going to get you to, well, we haven't got there yet. I don't know. Let's go and visit somebody that you don't like. Let's do that. That's what we're going to do. And Jim's like, okay. So that's my week off then.
It's glad. Glad to have something to do. Something to look forward to.
Whereas I'm here for a week off now. I swear to God, Jim said today, right? Oh, no, it wasn't Jim, actually. It was a stupid idea, so I thought it was Jim. So a fella texted in today. This is brilliant. I'm actually the one who makes all the stupid fucking mistakes. Jim's the smart one in this relationship.
Who texted in today?
So a fella texted in today, right? He texted in and he says, I'm on the way.
That's right. It was your man Toffee Pete's birthday.
He says, I'm out for a walk or whatever. Toffee Pete. I says, I'm out for a walk. It was 10 to 7 in the morning. I'm out for a walk. I have a sausage roll and I'm going for a pint in the early house.
That's right, because it was his birthday. Now, and it's a tradition he has every year.
And every year for the birthday, he gets a sausage roll at 10 to 7 in the morning and he goes to the early house. And see that? I'm doing that this week. I'm definitely going to do it. Yes. Yes.
Really?
Yes. And I said it to Jim, for your birthday, we should do it. Because Jim's birthday is coming up in the 30th of November. I know they come around quick.
29th of November, actually.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Jeff. Yeah. Oh, who's the tortoise? Oh, it's Kelly. My partner. Yeah. My other partner. I've quite a lot of partners.
It was great the way you coordinated the birthdays for that.
I was, yeah.
Is that what she said to Kelly? Listen, just so I can remember your birthday, I don't suppose you could make it sometime near Jim's.
Yeah, could you do it with Jim? I'm not going out with anyone who doesn't have the birthday after Jim. Because it's just too much to remember. The 29th. And so I said, Jim, let's do it. Let's do that, you and me. Let's get up at the time we normally get up.
Right. Have a breakfast. So you want me to get up at 4:30 in the morning?
Come in. Breakfast and then we'll go off and then we get a sausage roll to go at the end of the breakfast because we're two breakfasts is no problem to us. And then we'll go off at 7 in the morning and we'll get absolutely screwballed.
Lamped by 10 o'clock.
Screwballed, yeah. So the people late going, all the civil servants going into work at 11:30 will be able to go out and go, hey, you! Go on, you're shoving up your sausage roll.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have to say,
home and all by lunchtime.
It is a hell of a birthday. That is a hell of a birthday.
I honestly think we should do
it. It's certainly memorable.
You'd never forget.
Where's the early house?
There's the wind jam around the corner from us here on Pier Street. There's an early house right there, yeah.
How early is an early house?
7 a.m. Opens at 7.
Is that licensing laws allowed them to do that?
Well, that one anyway is opened. It's written on the door, opens at 7 a.m., yeah.
Yeah. I've
never done it.
Other than I think I have a vague recollection of there being an airport pint that might have been, and wouldn't have even been that early. Wouldn't have been that early. But I don't think I've ever done that before.
When you were going to do it for your birthday on the 30th.
Doesn't matter.
We're going to do it.
Wow.
Yeah, I think we should. I think it'd be great. And then you can go back to my father and all screwballed. You're back to your missus at lunchtime. She'll be going, do you have a day off for your birthday? Ah, shut your mouth. I'll do the shed. Oh, I feel like it. Put your own guitar sound in the place and change.
It'll
be great.
Have you ever been absolutely banjoed during sort of like a ridiculous time of day?
Oh, I have, yeah.
Have you?
Oh, I have, yeah, yeah.
Like where, where the world doesn't understand why you're kind of like...
Ah, yeah. Oh, jeez, I don't think there's an hour today I haven't been drunk at some stage. But I've never gotten up intentionally to do it.
Yeah.
You know, like, have I been drunk at 7 o'clock in the morning? I have, yes.
Right.
But it was normally like, you know, the tail end of another thing.
Yeah.
Or I woke up feeling awful. You know the way you wake up? You know those days you wake up and you go, oh my God, I'm still drunk. And people are watching, I'm still drunk.
Yeah.
And when did you have your last pint? I said, I don't know, but it has a can and it has a bottle or something. I was like, that could have been 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm not sober. You know that way?
Yeah, yeah.
I've been there. I'm not proud. I don't regret it. I mean, it was gruff, you know. But have you ever been now?
You know, because I'd say the earliest, I've done things where you say you might pop in at lunchtime.
Oh, yeah, they're
great.
So you've
done something or whatever,
that.
And then you pop in at lunchtime or whatever, and then maybe that's gone a little bit wrong. And
yeah.
You're screw iffy by tea time.
Yeah. Right? And you're going home for your dinner and all. You're,
yeah.
You're going,
that's gone. Yeah. That's happened.
I'll thank you. Christmas soon. And she's like, how many did you have? I was honestly just leaving and then five lads came into the bottom and I just had to play seven in the back. And my life goes like that sometimes. Yeah, I've done that.
That has happened to me, yeah. Yeah. I've been that soldier on occasion.
I've gone in for a pub.
It does kind of feel weird, I have to say.
Oh, it's great. You know when you go in for lunch for a pub? When you go in for... What am I trying to say?
I don't know, actually.
When you go into a pub for lunch, the other way around. You know when you go into lunch for a pub? Yeah, but you know, you're going to lunch for the pub and you sit down, you have the lunch and you go, right, I have a pint, I'll head on. And then you go, why am I fucking starving? You go, because it's dinner time.
Oh, yeah.
I've sat here and then you have to order dinner. So I've sat there and had lunch.
I love that. You have to order dinner. Kelly,
well, you do,
I can't come home at the moment. I have to order me dinner.
I have to order me dinner.
I thought I was be starving.
So where are you?
It's a long journey.
Where are you?
What are you talking about? You're next door.
Oh, shut up. Shut up. Mind your own business.
Man has to eat, doesn't he?
You're lucky I'm in your life at all, you selfish fucking... You know, you gotta get all above yourself.
Oh,
yeah, but I've done that where I've walked in and had lunch and sat there and had another pint and I said, oh, another pint. I'll have two more points. And then it's dinner time and I've ordered dinner in the same place. I have done that.
Oh
yeah.
Man, I've never managed
twice
that.
Twice I remember doing that,
I've
yeah.
I've never managed that.
Yeah.
That does actually sound incredible.
It was great. Super Sundays they were. You know, you go in to watch a football match and then you have lunch and you watch a football match and you keep having, and then there's another match on after. You're, what's on? Is it a good one? Then now it's Bedford are playing Arsenal. You're, oh, fuck, I'll have a look at an English show.
Yeah.
And then you drink through that. And now you've gone through two full football matches and you're like, oh, they're going to the management of Zeus.
You know, actually,
and then
Joseph,
you go and you have another one and then you go, I'm hungry, I'm going to have to have
I'm not
dinner.
Sure whether you're meant to be selling it or not, but it actually sounds brilliant.
Yeah.
The idea of sitting down
and
going through the entire Super Sunday,
the whole Super Sunday
or
yeah.
whatever, you know.
Ah, oh, it's brilliant. Yeah,
that does, because you know the
a
Super Sunday thing,
come on or something, you know.
There was I remember we used to go away on the August bank holiday weekend, mates or whatever, right? It was actually one mate of mine and his mates basically. Anyway, he got me into it, right?
Yeah.
And we go up to this place and they used to have this thing on that they had on a Sunday, their tradition. They used to call it Super Cider Sunday.
Oh, right,
so
yeah.
Cider was the drink for that day, right? And I do remember, actually, now that I was going on about not having drunk too early in the day.
Yes, yeah.
Right, but I do remember that breakfast on that morning was 8 bottles of Bulmers and a round of toast.
Now, that round of toast...
No, it was now. It couldn't have been that early because we couldn't get proper breakfast.
Yeah, yeah.
So it wasn't sort of 7 or 8 in the morning. It might have been 10.
Yeah,
but
that bad.
And it was 8 bottles of Bulmers and a
imagine,
you know, large bottles of Bulmers and
so
a round of toast,
a slice of bread, and 8 bottles of Bulmers, please. That's amazing.
It was all that was available at the time.
It was all that was available. Can we all have toast? No, I've only one slice of bread left. We'll have it. We'll take it. Toast.
I mean, to be fair, it was a place in Cavan.
Yeah, toast the fucking thing. You know, just the world there. Yeah, there's a crowd in from Dublin want the last slice of bread. How much do they pay for it? Give us a tenner. Go on.
Yeah.
Give it to them.
So that, yeah, actually, that did jog a memory when you mentioned Super Sunday.
Yeah, yeah. So there you go. Oh, yeah, man. So yeah, it happens. It happens. And I've never done the airport thing. That's the thing. I never have a point in the airport.
Oh, really?
Not because I don't want points in the airport. I do want points in the airport. But I just, the pissing, man. The pee to... Point ratio
on the plane,
and as soon as they get in the plane, I just, that's the end of it, you know.
Yeah.
And then the getting in and out, making people's legs move, and all that sort.
Because have you ever noticed you can't tell your body that, you can't do the thing where, right, you know, the way, for example, you go with kids, you go, right, now we're getting in the car, does anybody need to go to the toilet? You do that with kids, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then when you're an adult and you're doing that thing in the plane, you've had a few points in the airport, and you're going to, and you go, right, I need to go for a piss before I get on or whatever,
yeah,
and you
yeah.
go. That doesn't solve it.
It doesn't solve it.
Doesn't solve it.
Doesn't
it still
solve
comes
it.
Back at you on the plane.
Always.
It's not like you can completely empty yourself.
No, your
before
body
you get
goes,
on.
You thought you fooled me, you bastard.
Yeah.
Well, I have it here. I still kept a bag of piss. I have a bag of piss inside here now. And you have to go.
You
that's
do.
The rules.
You do. It's
that's the
it's
rules.
Like, you know, you can't, no matter how long you stand there going, right, now is that, get everything out.
No.
Everything, get everything
and
out.
And you'll be shaking and jiggling and wiggling.
Doesn't
and
work.
You'll be trying to get your willy to move, change the temperature to fool it. You can't fool it. Can't fool it. You can't do
no,
it.
No, and you'll still need to go when
and
you get
still
on the plane.
You have to go. And that's why, like, if I go to see Bowes, I'll have a pint before a match. No problem.
Right.
It's easy access to the toilets, get in and out and see. If I go to the hill...
As we heard during the week there from that man who rang in, you probably just wee on other people, do you?
He was a mad bastard. I don't know what he was talking about, saying I used to pee in elevators and all. It literally never happened. I don't know what he was talking. Even as a child, he said I was doing it.
Specifically mad. On him.
On him? What's he talking about? Lunacy.
But anyway, so if you're at Bowes...
So I'm at Bowes, I have a pint before a match, no problem. But if I go to the Dubs, I never do. Because I go to the hill, and the hill is just...
How are you going to get out?
You can't get out, and then you can't find where you were. Yeah. And everybody moves and all. And you know, I can't use the man as a landmark. I'll use the fella with the silly hat as a landmark or the fella with no teeth. Sure, he's gone. You can't do it. It doesn't work. And then getting in and out, it's a pain. It's not worth it.
Why'd you walking up to him and go, come here, don't move, right? Because I'm going to use you as a landmark for when I come back in, right? Where are you? Why me?
Yeah, why
just because you have no teeth on. Why are you so safe? Yeah,
well, I could hardly say I'm going to use the fella in the blue jersey as a landmark, could I? So I had to use you and your mad delf. Now don't go anywhere and my body will keep a bag of piss.
Hey, don't play that. I'm going to put my gentleman back in.
Yeah, yeah. My favourite road. You weren't talking to me like that years ago. Yeah, because you had teeth. Yeah, years ago, yeah.
Oh, my God. I'll tell you, people don't understand the trials and tribulations of being
tribulations,
a man.
I tell you, they don't. They have no idea, yeah.
Unbelievable.
No idea, yeah.
Unbelievable.
I have no idea how we got onto that. What were we even talking about?
I don't know where we started.
Early houses, that's it. Anyway, what are you doing now? We go for a point. Fuck.
Yeah, let's go for a point.
20 past 10.
Grand.
You'll get us
actually. Sure, we're late. We won't get a seat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There should be closing. Last orders at the bar. You're right there, folks, please.
Glory days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. With
get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
I assume that because of your illness that you were confined to bed or something, were you? Or confined to...
No, it's a bed all day,
or a
yeah.
chair or something.
No,
or
a bed, yeah.
Which probably made life easier for everybody else if you were literally confined to one room.
Yes.
It meant less mess, less... kind of chaos in other rooms.
In other rooms. But you're lucky, you're not even allowed into some of the rooms in the house, you know? Mm. They actually surveyed men when it comes to decorating houses. Did you see this?
No.
So, over a quarter of men, that's gas, isn't the way they put that. But they say that when it came to decorating the house, they were only allowed to have input and a say on what happened in one room. And outside of that, it was none of their business.
So they could have an input...
So they were like...
As to what colour you paint the toilet.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
And that might be it then.
And that might be all.
Yeah. And there's ways of going about it. So their partner might say, I've picked out three blues. I don't know what to go for. What one do you think? And your man would go, the one on the left. You go,
Yeah, no, you're wrong.
No,
we're going with the other
one. That's too dark. What about the one on the right? No.
No, you're wrong again.
Yeah.
Try.
I was thinking the middle one. Would we do the middle one? All right then.
Yeah, that was good.
Grant, thanks for helping me with that. You're like, great. And that's what lads are saying, that they actually end up where all their input is completely disregarded.
Yeah.
And then maybe they have a shelf with a trinket on it. And that's their input.
Reduced to a shelf?
With a trinket.
Wow.
Or something like that.
And does it say which room gets the most kind of... men have the most influence on?
Yeah, normally the sitting room. So if it's the sitting room...
Oh, really?
Room, yeah, yeah.
But I'm surprised they're allowed to do that. Like, other people see the sitting room.
Yeah, I know, but it's not the whole of the sitting room. You get a corner or whatever.
Right.
It's like in the bedroom. Well, definitely my sort of way, which has always been in my life, is you go upstairs and there's the closets, you know.
Mm.
All the closets and the cupboard and the shelves and everything. And...
why is it the way you say them makes them sound like foreign objects? Makes them sound like kind of, you know, like that they're not just everyday items. The cupboards and the shelves and everything. As though you're afraid of them.
Well, I am. I am. Because I opened them, right?
And you don't recognise anything inside.
I don't own anything in it. I don't know what's in there. Because there's a corner, because there's a half of a corner at the very end near the jacks. That I have all my stuff in.
Right.
And I do mean all my stuff. And there's still quite a lot of room in there.
Wow. But then that'll be taken over.
Yeah.
You want to start spreading out your gear.
Well, this is
that
it.
Will be invaded.
And then the rest of it is full of stuff that is not mine. And then there's another room, you know, one of the kids' rooms, that also, when you open it, has full of stuff that's not mine. So you do start to think, all right, so, you know, there's same in the sitting room. There is a corner.
Right.
Where something of mine.
So you don't even get a full room
to
yourself. And like, obviously, you have a kind of a garagey thing at the back
of
your...
And that was the deal.
There you go. You got, you know...
Well,
you
I'll tell you now.
I mean, it's not inside the house, but that, you know...
Well, I'll tell you now, right? Let me tell you a little story. Is she awake? Yeah, no, she's not. She'll kill me if she heard this, right? So the truth is, when we moved into the house, right?
Yeah.
I was there. We have to get a place in the garage. Because I'll get no say what's in the house. I just want a garage. And I have, you know, motorbikes and all that.
Yeah.
And the deal was, nothing goes into the garage. It's just for my bikes. It's just my place.
Without your say-so. Yeah,
right. That was the deal, right?
Yeah.
We moved in. Do you know what's in the garage?
What?
Everything she doesn't want in the house.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova with
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie. There's an Olympic related story in the papers this morning.
There is?
And it's one that's, I mean, maybe finally our level of physicality might work with.
Yeah, I think so.
For the likes of you and I, although, I mean, there will be physical drawbacks in this for both of us.
Well, there will, definitely, yeah, yeah. Well, the fact that I'm, well, I can't count won't help.
Well, neither of our eyes are great.
No.
Both, our maths are pretty terrible.
Terrible. And to be honest, I don't think I'd even hear the announcer shout out the score. So, but a Dutch MP has come out in support of darts being the newest Olympic sport. They are really pushing now in the Netherlands to make darts an Olympic sport. I don't know what it is about darts in the Netherlands. But every time I watch TV, and I don't know anything about darts, but anytime I turn on TV, it's always a big round British lad and a big round Dutch lad in funny looking shorts.
That's where I thought originally our physicality might come in.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I realised there was other drawbacks.
Yes, because we could be round lads every so often as well. But Jimmy Nordkamp, who's an MP. Jimmy Nordkamp.
That sounds like you made that up.
It gets better. He's from a town called Losser in the eastern Netherlands, and he is a Dutch Labour Party member, and he said he's been a darter, and that's actually his word, he's been a darter, and he said he's even joked about putting dartboards in his office, and in his official biography he has said in the representative's website, now not his actual book, he talks about how he loves being a darter and darts, and he's championed the sports inclusion in what he says is now one of the biggest global sporting revivals in the world, and darts is being overlooked. It's not taken seriously enough, and it needs to be an Olympic sport. So they're really pushing for it. Yeah, 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 they're really pushing for it.
I mean, to be fair, there's been a lot of kind of Olympic sports that, you know, I mean, there's over the they do sample them out every so often, don't they? They throw one in, give it a trial, see how it goes.
Yes, they do. Yeah, and he says there's plenty of sports in the Olympics that are less professional than darts. So why shouldn't darts be in? I can't think of one now myself.
Well, I was just going to say, did you give an example?
There's very few Olympic sports now you can have a pint and a packet of crisps when you're playing them. Very few.
I would support the idea of darts. I know what you're saying, right? When you think of the Olympic kind of idea, the Olympic concept, and the idea that it was literally the game of the gods.
Well, you think of Kelly Harrington, you think of people who are the most accomplished.
The ultimate in terms of, you know, physical ability,
mental, everything, all of that, you know, stuff. The whole lot, yeah.
Yeah, okay. When you go back to the time of the Jockey Wilsons and the Eric Bristows,
yeah,
and
you do
think,
yeah. And a lad who's got so many rings on, he can't lift up his arrows.
But, you know, in fairness, you get like sensations like Luke Littler currently, and the other Luke Humphreys, is the other guy who's very good, or Luke somebody.
I know, it's just mad. And then you'd be putting it on the global stage, which changes how it's seen around the world. So, for instance, like I said, it's always Brits and Dutch. There's not a huge appetite for darts around the rest of the world.
Crevo claims that a lot of Dutch schools use darts to teach maths.
Well, I'm sure they do, but I remember when our American family were over, and it was when Luke Littler was on doing his darting. Mm. And they could not believe darts was on the TV. They literally could. I was like, yeah, it's huge at the moment. They were like, darts? Well, what even is it? And, like, they have dartboards in the
States. Americans don't know what darts is.
Not most Americans would see. Maybe an Irish bar or an English bar might have a dartboard in it, but they don't see it as a sport. It's like saying snakes and ladders is on TV. It's like a game in a pub. They don't see it as a big sport. It's not popular.
Do you know something? It's not big enough. It's not glamorous enough for America to embrace darts. The dartboard would have to be the size of a football pitch.
Yeah.
And you'd have to be lobbing javelins or something at us. And there'd have to be cheerleaders every time. Every time you get a double number, right? Every time you get a double number, we stop the play, we bring in an advert, okay? We have a show.
Yeah. They don't, yeah, that's the only way. Because just throwing it and counting, it doesn't make sense for them. Should they be looking at the dartboard? They're going, look, it's like an Irish clock. Look, the numbers are the wrong way around.
Yeah, the numbers, they don't match.
Yeah, I don't, what is that? It's like a clock for drunks. We should get one for Harold. Harold will love that. He loves being drunk.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. With
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at InsureMyCars.ie.
Most people seem to believe that the idea of kind of growing up, all right, and becoming an adult means that you got to become more mature in life.
Well, you're 40.
Now, by mature, I don't mean sort of mature as in aging, but mature as in, you know, your outlook and your behaviour and
your
all that sort of stuff.
Your mental attitude, things.
Exactly.
You know, things stop being fun. You stop doing stupid things. You become more conscious of yourself in the world and how you behave around other people, trying not to make them feel uncomfortable as well, I suppose.
That you leave behind maybe your immature past.
Or you're just your fun version of yourself. You know, the version of yourself that enjoys things in the smallest ways, and you start to let that go, and it's a shame. It's a shame, you know.
Well, I mean, you know, based on the story that's that popped up today, maybe you don't ever really leave it behind at all.
Well, you leave most of it go, but some of us, a lot of us, I think all of us, have at least one little immaturity we keep to ourselves regardless.
Right.
Now, so they ask me, what do you do that, you know, you would never really admit? What immature little thing? And some people said, one woman says, when no one's looking, I still go up the stairs on all fours, like I'm a bit like I'm a cat.
Brilliant.
So do you know that type of thing?
Brilliant, yeah. No reason for it, nothing like that, just because it's fun to do.
Yeah, she just goes, when no one's looking, she goes, I'll just go up on the shop,
just
put my hands
on my cat.
Meow. You know, stupid.
We don't know if she makes the sounds.
I'd say she does. I'd say she has a tail and all of them. You know, and then there's other ones like, and I've definitely done this loads myself. You go to the supermarket, right? And you're pushing your supermarket trolley and you start pretending you're looking for something on the lower shelf for the freezer, and you put all your weight, your chest weight onto the, you know, the handlebars of the shopping trolley.
Yeah.
And then when no one's looking, you lift up your legs and go, woo. Like you scoot along.
Scoot.
You know that way?
Absolutely.
Oh, I do that a lot.
Is that considered immature?
Yeah, it is, yeah. Oh. It's because it is considered immature. Yeah, it's what children do.
Well, I thought that was considered efficient.
There's no efficiency in it. There's no efficiency in
it. It's aerodynamic.
Yeah, because we all know the wind resistance in supermarkets is something you have to be very cautious of.
Yeah.
And then there's other people saying, and I've done this loads. If you're on the bus, you know, when you're on the bus and you're coming to your stop, you jump up so you can be the person to ring the bell. Cling.
You do that because being the centre of attention would be.
I want to ring the bell.
Whereas I'd be the one hoping somebody else gets up and does it so I don't have to be, you know.
Yeah, Jim be there.
In case I do it wrong.
Yeah, but you're a provoking little git, you are. You'd be there going, you are. You'd be there. I dare you to ring the bell 3 times just to see the driver's face now. I'm not be there, will I do it? Go on, go ding, ding, ding,
no,
ding.
No, but yeah, you would be, yeah. Because you have a mad competitive streak for all that in you.
I do,
you'd
that's
want
true.
To be the first to ring. I'd be hoping, I hope somebody else is getting off this stop so that they do all of that.
Jim would be there. Jim would be thinking, if someone doesn't else ring the bell, I have to stay on the bus.
I know. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Or those things where you have, when you're getting off the Lewis and you have to press the little button for the doors to open. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or whatever, or the dart, or whatever it is.
Jim would be there, please open the door. Please open the door.
I'd
don't want to go to Tala. I'm supposed to get off in town.
Bet you I'll do it. The doors won't open and I'll look like an idiot.
And I'll have to just stand at the doors until they do open. In the mechanics. When some people, they like to rearrange, you know, like herbs and spices in supermarkets so that they spell out rude words, you know, where some of them just have the letters on them.
Really?
Yeah.
God, I've never heard of that before.
Never heard of that.
But
that's
I'm
a
certainly
new one
gonna,
to me.
I'm certainly going to look.
And one fella says that he was in a meeting. He says he really humiliated himself. He was at work the other day and colleagues were coming up to him to use the same door. You know, you know the way people get all like, after you.
Oh, yeah.
And instead of that, he went, race! And he legged it and ran through the door and then looked back and everyone was kind of going.
Well, he's fired, anyway. That's,
and do you know what I do?
We're going to have to move him out of his position.
Do you know what I do? Do you know what I did in a date once, though? I'm so stupid when I think about it. I thought it'd be funny. You know the way you eat your food and then I finished first and I went, finished!
Brilliant.
Finished!
Like kids sitting at a table.
Yeah, like I won. Finished!
Of course you did.
Yeah. Finished! Yeah. That's people I don't...
There must be... you must have a million of them that are unique to you.
Yeah, I do, yeah. Well, I love to press all the buttons on toys in supermarkets so that they all make noise at the same time. Or in toy shops. I love that. And I love when I go around the corner in the car and I go, woo! And there's a fella does that.
Woo!
Yeah, there's a fella just said he still likes to do the same. He says if there's any verge when he's driving or when he goes around corners, he goes, woo! Thing is, he's a bus driver.
So that must be reassuring for everybody.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Somebody's asking here, am I the only one allowed to use the force?
No.
When using the pedestrian sensor at the traffic lights when crossing the road.
You're not the only one.
You see, that's mad. Obviously, that person thought, I bet you I'm the only Lula who does that.
No, but there's a whole load of people.
And it's not just for the button for crossing the road.
Yeah, there's...
walking up to automatic doors
and doing, putting your arms out when no one's looking and doing the open sesame or open or whatever it is. Yeah.
Although in PJ's case, he'd be doing the full kind of like James T. Kirk kind of attitude to the doors, walking through them, you know.
Yeah.
Star Trek moment.
Or do you ever do the game where you walk towards the thing? You walk, I do this loads, you walk towards the automatic doors a bit too fast. You ever do that game?
And see, can you
And you think, yeah. If they don't open, I have to walk right into them, right? And then everyone will be looking at me and thinking, no, your man's a big tick and he walked into the door.
And you think that's a good thing?
I love that game.
There you go.
Yeah.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova with
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie.
It's time to find out whether or not you are a weak man.
Yes, I tell you something. The signs, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or indeed, now obviously, you know, you can listen to this from the point of view of maybe your other half or someone you know. And use it against them if you so choose at some point later on, if it doesn't apply to you.
Exactly, as Jim and me are about to probably try and use it against each other.
Well, exactly.
You know, just for a bit of sport, I guess it might be. Who knows?
Right.
But now, apparently,
a tiny second now, before we find out that I'm weak, what is it exactly that weakness is, though? So we're talking about physical weakness, mental fragility, emotional weakness.
Yes.
What are we talking?
You're right. No, it's more like a weak, not physical, obviously.
Nice.
It's not physical. It's just, yeah, emotional.
Weak character.
Weak in character, exactly,
okay.
Is how you would place it.
Right,
now,
well, that's it.
Can I also say, this could be a load of nonsense if it doesn't go our way. So, they say that there is 8 ways to tell. And that the number one way, so far, is you cannot sit alone for 5 minutes. Like, you can't stand your own company for 5 minutes. Now,
oh my God,
definitely,
I'd happily spend hours on my own.
I honestly think that if Jim went to prison, right, and they put him in solitary confinement and then went back after a year, he'd go, just give us another week and then I'd be like, I'd be ready then.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, I don't understand. How can people not become addicted to their own kind of like peace and quiet? And
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, but you see, you think... Yeah, you get stressed out by everything that's not you being on your own.
Pretty much, yeah. You know, it's the world is very much the cause of my problems.
There you go. Now, there's one. It sounds like it's a weakness, but according to this test, it means it's a strength.
Oh, to be able to sit in your own.
To be able to sit in your own.
Right, yeah.
Very strong.
I mean, you get the likes of... Right, you're saying you can't?
I can do 5 minutes. Yeah.
Ah, you could, yeah.
No, I do a couple of hours of me. No problem. No problem.
Because like the bomber can't be in silence for any period of time.
Oh, I know.
He has to have like multiple sources of noise happening at the same time.
Yeah, because he's absolutely out of his mind. You know, absolutely. Always afraid to say no. You must set boundaries for yourself. Never let anybody cross them. If you learn to say no and you're willing to walk away, you get respected more and you get taken more seriously.
No, we fail.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saying no, yeah, there's no
you
point.
Can't
I'm not
do
even going to argue.
Yeah, you can't do it. You can't. It's just not your thing.
No.
Yeah.
I'm rubbish at it. And I do need to learn to say no.
I know you do. Oh, my God. Yeah. He says yes for me and everything when I'm not around and everything. That's what kills me. I don't mind Jim tying himself in knots. One day I came into work and I got told I had to work Saturdays for the next 4 years.
That was
Jim
a
said
misunderstanding.
Yes.
That was a misunderstanding.
It was a misunderstanding. You misunderstood the fact that I didn't want to do it and you just said yes.
No, it was a misunderstanding. Anyway, look, let's move on. That's all in the past.
It's in the past, but it was 3 years of my life, you know.
Right, so I've failed on that. I struggled to say no.
Well,
let's see.
It's if you can get the majority. You know, we all have some of these.
Right.
It's just the majority. Having no goals in life. If you're not planning something, you are planning to fail. So get up and start making plans. You must have a goal in mind and start walking your journey to be successful.
Always have goals in mind. Always do. Fail them all. That's not the point. Always have them in mind.
Now there you go. Look at that. There's a good attitude. That's a good attitude to have.
I keep making them.
I'm always
keep failing on them.
Always
keep
planning to let myself down in a new way.
Yeah. Come here. What about you? Where are you in all this?
Well,
so
we've
established you.
I've no goals.
Oh right. Okay. Great.
I've no goals.
Okay,
honestly, all I want to do is get by.
I've
you know.
To keep score for you, but doesn't matter.
Oh, I'm right here beside you. Well, this is the first one actually I failed on. I can say no easily.
Yeah.
And I can definitely sit me up for 5 minutes. Have I any goals in my life? No, not really, no.
Right,
I just want to hang. I just want to enjoy myself. Ride bikes, need jellies. That's not exactly a life goal.
Sounds like a life plan to me, but anyway.
And then it comes, do you worry about other people's opinions? You should never. They have a huge impact on your actions. You only have one life. You cannot let other people's opinions control it, they say. That's another one. Jim McCabe down the toilet
fail,
there.
Fail. Yeah. I'm two up, two down at the moment. So far on this list.
And here, you're not going to be liking the next one. Are you always available? A person who is always available is the person that gets the least respect. That's definitely true, because I'm hardly ever around and he gets in trouble for it all the time. Are you constantly showing up to parties you don't want to go to?
I generally try and get out of parties.
You do, but she doesn't
I tell lies all the time to get out of parties.
Yeah, yeah. That's it. He doesn't say no.
Or anything that even resembles like a party, like a kind of... You know, a mild get together or a drop by the house or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're the same.
Am I always available though?
No.
No, I'm not. Like, I'm very rarely available for anything. You know that way. Whereas Jim.
No, legitimately, or you tell people you're not?
No, I don't. Well, I mean, it doesn't matter. What's legitimate got to do with it? I'm not going. Simple as that.
Then we end up at the same place.
Yeah, you know, I guess so. So a lack of discipline to take actions is the next one.
Yeah, probably suffer on that.
You know, do you have to like read a self-help book to motivate yourself to get dressed or something, you know? Or do you have to watch sport on the TV to think, to try and feel like you can be, you know? Or do you just get up and do? I don't know why. I don't think anyone just does that. Oh, do you always make excuses? Actually, there is always an excuse. There's always an excuse.
Excuse for what?
You just, you know, just for anything. For things you don't want to do. You know, do you make an excuse?
For things you don't want to do or for things that you've already done that you're trying to, you know, let yourself off the hook for? Which version is it?
Well, I don't know. If it's, I don't care, but I always make excuses. I don't call them excuses, I call them reasons.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.
With insuremycars.ie, get low prices and save on your car insurance today at insuremycars.ie.